wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Kind of an interesting breaking news story just announced here on Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Thursday, May 21st. Mike Duggan, former mayor of Detroit, Democrat, was playing political games, not running as a Democrat against Jocelyn Benson, has just announced that he is dropping out as independent candidate for governor. 56 days before the deadline to turn in signatures, he just announced he's suspending the campaign effective 11 o'clock today, just 8 minutes ago. Now, it's kind of interesting because there was questions within the political pundits as to who Mike Duggan's independent run would pull the most votes from. Some people said he would be pulling votes from Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat, because he, Duggan, is a Democrat, has always been a Democrat, but basically was trying to pull off a con over the people of the state of Michigan, saying he was an independent. Are you ticked off at the Republicans just as much as the Democrats? Well, then it's time to vote for me. Pro-business, corporate, sponsored, independent candidate, Mike Duggan, to be your next governor. Well, the people of the state of Michigan are smarter than that. Not going to be buying his BS that he was truly independent. And this is huge because people like Bill Ford, the chairman of Ford Motor Company, who was endorsing Duggan, Jimmy Green. I just talked about that story the other day, the former president of the ABC Group of Michigan, Associated Builders and Contractors, had been the president, CEO of that organization for years, was also endorsing Duggan. Well, where do they go? Is Bill Ford, the chairman of Ford Motor Company, going to support Democrat Jocelyn Benson? I don't think so. Perry Johnson is a businessman. This is absolutely, absolutely going to, I believe, cause many of the people supporting Duggan from a business standpoint to go to Perry Johnson. They're not going to go to Jocelyn Benson. Many of the other independents, I think, are going to lean toward fixing the state of Michigan. Benson can't do it. She screwed up the Secretary of State's office trying to put rules in place to benefit her election to be the next governor by the rule game that she's playing with the clerks. When Perry Johnson realizes that this candidate is flawed, the ads are going to start to flow. Now he can target all his efforts on beating Benson in November. The August 4th primary, in my opinion, is a foregone conclusion. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Huge ramifications in this third hour with the breaking news that Mike Duggan, former Detroit mayor, Democrat, running as an independent for governor, has just suspended his campaign. This is now going to be strictly a two-party election of the next governor of the state of Michigan. Jocelyn Benson, the obvious frontrunner, foregone conclusion to win the August 4th primary nomination to be the Democrat candidate against the four remaining Republicans. And frankly, the other three cannot compete with Perry Johnson's money. Mike Cox, probably the closest to being able to match the money that Perry Johnson is spending. John James has a $5 million pack from the DeVos kids, but it's not even going to come close. Statewide races. Governor, U.S. Senator takes money. Regular people. People that have lives outside of politics. Not like us, where we pay attention to what's going on, but just the regular folks out there working, going to possibly vote in the August 4th primary. First of all, you have to understand, historically, midterm elections, very, very low turnout by the voters compared to presidential elections. That's number one. August 4th, party primary elections, even a smaller turnout. Why is that? Because you're dealing with August. The kids are out of school, vacations, graduation parties, nobody really paying attention to anything. Looking at the sporting events that we have, basically, Tiger baseball, they're really struggling right now because of injuries. They've lost starting pitchers, they've lost players, their pops in the bat, they're gone. They're in last place right now in the Central Division, won 20 games, have lost 30. They're in last place. Tarek Skubal's coming back. Justin Verlander's coming back. Cary Carpenter's coming back. So many people are going to be watching the Tigers when these players start coming back, and it all starts right around June 20th, less than a month from today. Absentee ballots start going out for the August 4th primary. So what is basically going to happen? Well, as the regular folks, the working men and women who might end up voting, is going to go to the polls on August 4th and vote for the name that they are most familiar with, and I believe it's going to be Perry Johnson. Based on numbers, they're saying the winner of the August 4th primary for governor could end up winning this with between 350 to 400,000 votes. If you're able to get that many votes, you're going to win it. Folks, that is a hugely small number. Such a large number of people not voting in the August 4th primary is going to make the very small number, 300, 350,000, maybe 400,000 people total, deciding who our candidate's going to be. The amount of money Perry Johnson's going to be spending is going to be huge. Absolutely huge in winning it. Cost per vote that he spends will be probably a record. $100 a vote, $150 a vote, I have no idea. But the percentage, the absolute percentage of the amount of money that's going to be spent by him is going to be probably 3 to 4 times what the other candidates are going to spend for this primary. And when that happens, it comes down to right now a fight for November, Perry Johnson against Jocelyn Benson. Who are you guys going to vote for? And I don't believe Jocelyn Benson will have even all the Democrats' support. Some of her policies, some of the things that she's talking about doing. The mainstream people of Michigan are not going to buy it. I don't think they will. With President Trump coming to Michigan campaigning for Perry Johnson and Mike Rogers, this is going to be a huge, huge, absolutely huge swing in the election. This is going to be just amazing what we see as a result of this. Well, we're going to see. We're going to see where this ends up. One of the things I think that is going to happen here too is going to be the down ballot. Because now that the independent candidate for governor is out of the race, I think a lot of people are just going to mark straight Republican ticket. They're not going to support Benson. Don't even really care at this point which Senate Democrat wins on August 4th. I think this is going to be a straight Republican poll. That's exactly what I think it's going to be. As a result, House Republicans will maintain their majority, maybe even increase it. And I think the Republicans have a good chance of taking back the state Senate. This is going to come down to who has the better vision to fix the state of Michigan. Republican Perry Johnson or Jocelyn Benson? I don't think she can compete. And if I was Perry Johnson, I wouldn't even debate her. I would not even debate her. Honestly, in a debate, Benson would probably win. She's more polished. She's a better public speaker. Perry Johnson's a business guy. Giving public speeches is not his thing. Debating probably isn't even his thing. He would be so laser focused on all the financial aspects of being the next governor. Benson would be talking about education and health care and all the things that Michiganders truly care about. Yeah, don't debate her. Absolutely do not debate her. Act as if you already have it in the bag. Nancy in Cedarville, Perry Johnson all the way. You bet. And I got a question for you, Nancy. Are you going to mark each individual Republican on the ballot? Or are you just going to vote straight Republican? This is huge. This was a game changer today. And I greatly appreciate the news alert and being able to share it with you guys right after the very first break that I took. No, the last break, excuse me, of last hour. I reported it in the last segment of hour number two. And now it's hitting all the other news wires. I just got it from the Detroit News, the Detroit Free Press. The emails are coming in on my phone, blowing up everywhere. So we'll see where this goes. Michigan House Republicans are calling on the Senate to take up legislation that bans foreign nationals and outside groups from being able to back with foreign money ballot initiatives here in the state of Michigan. Michigan currently allows voters to cast ballots without photo identification, does not require proof of citizenship during voter registration, and federal laws prohibit foreign nationals from contributing to political candidates and to super PACs. However, it does not apply to ballot measures. Two new bills, House Bill 4765, House Bill 5197, voters would be required to present physical identification of U.S. citizenship when registering to vote. It would explicitly ban foreign nationals and outside groups backed with foreign money from influencing Michigan state ballot campaigns. State Representative Jason Wolford of Howell said he would like to stress just how important these two bills would be, that they're taken up to secure the integrity of our election process in Michigan. Wolford went on to say every single improper ballot cancels out the lawful vote of a Michigan citizen. We don't need chaos. We don't need games. And we definitely do not need to dissolve our citizens' votes. How dare we take from those who follow the law, pay taxes, built this country, just to tell them that citizenship is no longer a right? State Representative Rochelle Schmidt, Republican of Shelbyville, also expressed concerns about foreign influence in our elections, citing one example involving Michigan ballot initiatives. She pointed to the Weiss Foundation, founded by Swiss billionaire Hans-Georg Weiss, which reportedly directed an estimated $278 million to 1630 Fund, a nonprofit known as a major dark money hub and fiscal sponsor for far left-leaning advocacy organizations and political causes. So far, the 1630 Fund has spent roughly $34 million supporting or opposing key statewide ballot initiatives here in Michigan. Standing by at the press conference yesterday was State Representative Josh Shriver, as well as Matt Maddock, Republican from Milford. We urge the Senate to take up these bills as they push them forward in the House. Very, very interesting two bills that could affect, actually, November's election. Question is, will the Democrats in the Senate take it up? Will Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it? The answer to those, both in my opinion, are no, it's not going to happen. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.